This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com, where we talk movies, comics, TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nick Mason.
More like welcome to you back.
It is. You're yes. back. Didn't miss a beat, Mason.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a...
Seamless.
Yeah. I did less mistakes now than I normally do. I know people know this. We did have an episode last week.
Yes.
Which was pre-recorded,
mm-hmm.
but it was a good fun.
In front of a live studio audience.
That's correct, yes.
So.
Of my dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but yeah. What was that on?
A lot of canned laughter.
A lot of canned laughter.
A lot of, when I made out with Andy and Al, there was a woo! Woo!
I enjoyed the Andy and Al episode.
Thank you.
I enjoyed the movie It. And mm-hmm. I enjoyed your hot takes.
You've finally seen it.
I have finally seen it, yes.
Mm.
Yeah. There's a lot of things I missed overseas, Mason. I've been flittering about.
Yes.
I'll talk about it more in What to Be Reading.
Would you say you've been swanning about?
Yeah, I'd say swanning about.
Gallivanting about?
Gallivant, yes.
Being a gadabout.
Being a gadabout.
Being a society patron.
Correct.
Okay.
All of those things. Yeah, because I did a movie fight and some other stuff. I'll talk about it later.
Okay.
If people are interested.
Hey, here's something I'd like to talk about right off the bat.
I thought you were going to say off the air. Do you want me to pause this?
You could stop. So enough people have mentioned this. Have mentioned this to us on Twitter.
Yeah.
Most recently, Juan Fernando. There is a company in the US called Hotwire.com, and apparently you can use them to get good deals on a hotel or something. This isn't an ad, by the way.
No.
This is not. This is a mad, if anything, because I'm mad about it. So a lot of people sent us a still from an ad.
Yeah.
And it's a man in a suit with a big beard.
Mutton Star.
On a couch.
Yep.
Next to a goat.
Yes.
And the ad is about getting a good hotel deal, but...
Don't worry about it.
Well, that's the thing. So initially I'm like, I saw this and I'm like, that's funny. That's a funny coincidence.
Yeah.
Because I'm depicted in the logo as a man in a suit with a beard.
Yeah.
And you're depicted as a goat.
Yes.
And I'm literally on a couch right now. I'm like, the coincidences keep adding up. So... enough people mentioned it that eventually I just went, okay, well, I should check out this ad.
Sure, yeah.
And
I only checked it out after you went, you should check this out.
You should see this. Yeah. But so the ad is, so yeah, it's Martin Starr.
Yeah.
Who I feel is not known for either wearing a suit or having a beard,
he has a beard in, what's it called?
Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah, and Silicon Valley.
Okay.
But he's got more long hair in that, yeah.
Okay.
He's more disheveled. He's more like shorts t-shirt over long t-shirt.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
but I was going to say, like, I think maybe they're like, "Hey, Martin, can you put on this suit? No reason. Can you keep your beard? You keep your beard from Spider-Man Home? No reason. Just anyway, you're going to be dealing with this goat. Anyway, the point is, the point is that maybe there is no point. The point is that the whole premise of the ad is like, "Hey, book a hotel or don't. No pressure. Do what you want, right?"
Yeah.
And at the end of all our episodes, for the 1% of people who listen to any Planet Broadcasting podcast all the way to the end, at the end we go, "Hey, why don't you go to planetbcasting.com or don't?
Yeah.
No pressure."
Or some variation on that.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It's real sus, man.
Do you think it's not a coincidence? It's a lot of things.
See, that's the thing. Like, a friend of mine, a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
I don't have any normal friends.
Sure.
I don't have any friends. Listen,
what about me? I'm normal.
You're normal-ish.
Thanks.
I checked your feet to see if you're wearing UGG boots, but you're not wearing UGG. You are wearing
UGG
boots.
I am wearing UGG boots. They're How dare you?
They're black UGG boots. You tried to trick me.
They're dark blue.
Okay, right.
Anyway, sorry, go on.
My point is, he used to do a bit on stage that was about, like, when you're about to do something dumb or say something dumb, all of time appears to slow down because, and you sort of watch yourself doing it while being powerless to stop it.
Sure, yeah.
And one of the act outs in the bit is like, he mentions, he suggests a woman's pregnant and she's not. And so he's like, are you pregnant or are you just fat? Like and it's very funny. But then somebody was like, hey, you should check out this ad. And it's just
his bit verbatim.
It's that bit.
Wow.
For like, I don't know, insurance or something, or health, healthcare, sure, or whatever. And now he can't do the bit.
Oh, because they'll be like, you took that from that ad.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right.
Fuck it.
So what I'm saying is we have to cancel the podcast.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Yeah. Can I change my avatar to a different animal? Can you shave your beard? Can we murder Martin Starr?
Yeah. See,
can we swap out the couches for a hammock?
No. You struck oil one suggestion ago with the murder of Martin Starr.
Okay, good.
So we'll do that and everything should be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, if you did copy it, fuck you. If it's a coincidence... Hey, that happens.
Yeah.
So take one of those options.
Yep.
How do you copyright something like that though? Anyway, you can't.
Exactly.
I guess.
That's right. And also, I was like, we should go. You just come from America. Let's go back to America and confront them. But then I realized, I don't commonly wear a suit. I could do that.
Mm.
But you're not a goat man.
No.
So I'd be like, we'd show up at the Hotwire offices. And we're like, hey,
recognize us?
Hey, remember us? From the, and they're like, what are you even? Get out of here. Hey, it's the... Oh, wait. Oh, we're just going to go. Oh, we paid a lot for these flights. But we got a good deal on hotels.
Boy, did we.
Thanks to Hotwire.com. Again, not an ad.
No, not an ad. Speaking of not an ad, I guess.
Good segue. Here we go.
Sorry. By the way, it's 1:30 in the morning for me. That's a record. Not for you.
No.
Jet lag, Mason.
All right.
What has it been? It's been... We're well into this episode. We haven't started yet. There's a new Tomb Raider neck and trailer.
Yes, right.
What do you think of the new Tomb Raider poster, first
Well,
off?
Look, I'd like to... I'll give you a comparison here.
Sure.
So this is Alicia Vikander with the Tomb Raider poster.
She's
looking good. This is 3030, the robot mechanical horse from the cartoon series Brave Star. Do you notice the similarity?
Oh my goodness. It's like looking into... Two mirrors, a picture next to it is a mirror, and that mirror is mirroring the picture. It's at an angle, so that's how I'm seeing it.
What I'm saying is she's got a real crook neck in the poster.
What is going on there?
I don't know.
Somebody fixed it as well. Just shaved a bit off it, and it looks twisted.
Yeah.
It looks like in a horror movie where they find someone wedged in a cupboard and their neck is distorted. You know what I mean?
To me it looks like a real thick neck, like she's really...
Yeah.
Like this is towards the end of the movie, and she's had to do some acrobatics using her neck.
Right,
like on
some
vines or some tree trunks, for example. Yeah.
So you weren't impressed by the poster necessarily?
No. Trailer looks good, though.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
No, look, I'm... It looks like the game.
It does, though.
It looks like
that
reboot game, which isn't a bad thing.
Because I did play the reboot game, but I don't really remember a lot of it.
It's really good. Yeah.
It is really good, but I don't really remember a lot of the lead up. Is this a different lead up?
Not really. They go to find a thing. They go in the worst part of the ocean.
But in the game, doesn't she go on the ship with her father?
No, her father's already dead.
Already dead. Okay,
yeah, he was killed
by a
secret society or something. I bet he's not dead.
Yeah, exactly.
I guarantee you, it's not some no-name.
It's Dominic West.
It's Dominic West, exactly.
From The Wire.
What always surprises me about movies like this is there's like that she finds his camera and it's like a flip camcorder.
Yeah, right.
To me, they're not that old, but I guess they are. I guess they've been around for quite a while now. Yeah.
Would you prefer that she finds his old gramophone?
Yes, that's
and he's made some wax cylinder recordings on it, and she puts it on and it's like. My darling, Lara.
I made the call last
Lara,
year.
Lara, they're coming. I can't stay here much longer.
I made the call last year, the bold statement that either Warcraft or Assassin's Creed was going to break the mold of video game movies, and one of those would just knock it out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen Assassin's Creed.
I didn't see it either.
Warcraft is... I didn't hate it, but it certainly didn't knock it out of the park.
I saw a copy of Assassin's Creed at the supermarket.
Yeah?
And I thought... Where am I going to find a DVD player these days? You know, I think I have one in a box somewhere.
Played on your gramophone. Yes. But so I'm reluctant to say this looks amazing because it looks fine. It looks better than the last two.
You know what it looked? Yeah, that's absolutely true. Yeah. The last two were, yeah, look, all I'll say is, with regards to the last couple, is any movie with a couple of mechanical robot dogs is a big pile of garbage. That's what I will say. Yeah.
I think
maybe that's foreshadowing for later on the episode, potentially.
Yeah. Oh, wow, there you go.
But this new one, it looked like a great drama, like a great action drama.
It's got Walter Goggins.
It does, yeah, from The Shield.
Yes.
Oh, maybe Dominic West and Walton Goggins are going to come. It's going to be The Wire versus The Shield, the matchup I've always wanted.
Yeah, one's better than the other.
It's The Wire.
Probably. I haven't seen either.
Anyway, it looked like a pretty good like action drama up until the point she leaps off the ship.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, that's the video game. Filled with dread
now. In the video game, the ship is split in two and she's leaping across it. But here, it just like looks like she's leaping into the ocean. I don't feel that's... You could just pin drop, I guess.
That's true.
Like, I don't feel like you need to take a jump. Yeah. Like, especially because the ship's not all the way down.
Yeah.
You're not jumping at like a pit of snakes.
Yeah.
You're just jumping into water.
Yep.
Maybe
it's one of those ones where they haven't revealed the full danger in the trailer.
Right.
They're going to CGI in a big snapping crocodile.
Oh, that's okay then, yeah.
Mm, yeah. Right. But that's the point where I went, oh, it looked quite real up until that point.
Sure, yeah.
And then the CGI hit just at that moment, and I'm like, ooh.
It also looked a little bit Da Vinci Code. I've got a treasure box.
That's true.
It's a secret code. To unlock it, it's probably my father's nickname for me or some shit.
Sure.
You know, that kind of stuff?
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, next thing.
My father's nickname, Rubik's Cube.
The Punisher had a trailer.
Yep. Oh, also, I was going to say, what do you think about Nick Frost's inclusion as the
Chris Barry role from...
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Do you think
they've included him because we are also very cynical about video game adaptations now? They're like, that'll give it some cred.
Absolutely, potentially, yeah. Yeah. Anybody who plays a video game knows who Nick Frost is.
I agree.
Is that what you're saying?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. He must have done a video game voice at this point.
Almost certainly. Mm. Like a robot dog?
Probably a robot dog, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ah, The Punisher also got a trailer.
It did.
Looks really good. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's just the music. But I was right. I was well on board. With Metallica's One, was that it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Darkness! Hey, President of Day! I don't know.
Yep.
Somebody
at Disney had to sign off on that.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Yeah, just all the lyrics were written out as well. Yeah, you had to tick them off. No, what did you think, though?
Looks pretty good.
Yeah? You're skeptical, though, because... Because
Marvel's trailers are often better than their TV properties.
Right. Yep. That's not always. For Inhumans, that was not the case.
That's true.
But, yeah. Sorry, I'm so tired. What was I going to say? No, I think it looks better than The Defenders and Iron Fist and Luke Cage.
Okay,
I feel like what they're going for... they're doing more family stuff, I guess, a little bit, but, you know, and there's going to be a conspiracy that's probably run by someone in a boardroom.
Yep.
I hope not, but...
Let's see, Karen Page is in there.
Yeah, good.
Was Claire Temple in there? They're going to shoehorn her in somehow.
I don't think
somehow.
She's in this one.
Okay, they'll find her.
I don't know whether it's this one or the next one, but she's not... I can't remember. She's not in one of the upcoming ones, so this might be it, yeah.
All right.
But probably.
No sign of a minigun, which is a little disappointing for me.
Do you think there'll be a minigun?
I think they're going to... I think maybe it's going to be one of those situations where, you know, you play a video game and you stock up on all the missiles and the bombs and the grenades and all the heavy weapons.
You need them, yeah.
You need them, but then you never use them.
Yeah.
And you finish the game and you're like, I've got all these grenades and missiles.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be the same. I think he's going to... There's going to be a lot of scenes where he's like, he looks over at their minigun and he's like, better save it for later. There might be an even bigger Russian dude coming at me. So
yeah,
I'll just leave it. And then at the end, he's destroyed all the organized crime in New York and he's like, I could have used that.
God damn it.
Would have made things a lot easier, actually.
I got punched so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I'm really looking forward to it. There's no concrete release date. The rumor was October 13th, which is like a bit over 2 weeks away, but apparently that's...
Really? That's quick.
No, it's not the case. Apparently it's more like mid-November-ish.
That's still pretty soon.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's done. It's weird they haven't announced the release date yet. I don't know why they're kind of holding back on that. I mean, but hey, whatever. I'll watch it. I'll watch some of it. you know what? I'll watch three. And if it's boring, I'll stop.
Is it a 13 again? 13
yes,
episode run?
We're
okay.
back. Great. Mm, yeah. Right. But if it's good, hey, whatever.
Yeah.
Speaking of things that are good. No. Speaking of things that aren't good.
Here we go.
That's not a segue, is it?
No. The opposite is a segue.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
The Inhumans is maybe cancelled or it's not cancelled before it even airs.
Terrific.
What I forget is after we did that episode, most people have not seen Inhumans because the actual episode has not aired yet.
Most people feel as though they've seen Inhumans,
yes.
though, because our review of it was so evocative.
Such a hot take.
It was a very hot take.
Yeah.
That this bad show was bad and
it's
they shouldn't
so
have,
bad.
Not even that it was bad, that it was, they decided on a marketing tack of we will force people to pay money to watch a bad thing
yeah.
that we must know full well is bad.
Yes. Well, they knew because they cut the run short. It was
That's
supposed
true, yeah.
to be 2 weeks and they went with one.
Mm.
Yeah, it was... It's insanity that they put that on IMAX.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. I mean, it only created bad buzz
yeah.
as well. Nobody...
Who's fooled by IMAX? Who's like, yeah, I'll...
In this case, being on IMAX made it worse.
Yeah.
If you're going to watch this, if you want it to look good, watch it on a phone or a smartwatch.
Right.
Then you might, they could probably get away with it.
Watch
That's
it
how they should have.
Watch it on a gramophone.
Yeah. That's how they should have promoted it, though. Watch it on the smallest
yeah,
screen imaginable.
Right. Yeah.
Or just the sound on a gramophone.
Mm.
I think that would have, the hype would have been better. But
we've gotten one of those street artists from Thailand to etch it on a grain of rice the entire episode. Just stare at it and imagine what it could be.
So one of the posters was promoting the series as the complete series, which led people to believe, oh, complete as in there will be only one and this is it, and then it's cancelled forever. But AB said that they've used that quote, like that's an old poster and
okay,
that was always the case. That being said, it's definitely cancelled.
Like,
there's
right?
no way they're going to make a second
yeah.
series of this. What do you think? Do you think it's possible?
Well, see...
Because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I feel, started promising and it kept enough of a fan base
yeah.
along the way. And it got better,
yeah.
probably.
No, I have to look. I'm not up to date on that.
Yeah.
I watched the first episode. I enjoyed it a lot. I watched some subsequent episodes. It sort of fell into the toilet for me.
Right.
I rubbished it, but I am a manly enough man to admit that I have since watched some other episodes and they're actually pretty good.
Okay, there you go.
Except for those early ones, which aren't as good.
Sure.
But anyway, it had a chance to find its feet. But I feel that... And anyone who wants to know our more extended thoughts on this, you can go back and listen to that episode.
Yeah.
But it's to me, the plot of this show has sort of painted all the characters. The first couple of episodes have sort of painted all the characters into a corner.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've had this thought on the show, but I've had it since. It's like the first two episodes, the setting was not dissimilar to like a young adult dystopian fiction like novel or
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, because you're put into a society, like you were in a category
yeah,
and whatever.
But like
yeah.
it's the way it differs from like the Hunger Games is it's a series in which we're supposed to cheer for these uncaring elites who
yeah.
live in luxury and we're supposed to boo for the one guy who wants to get the downtrodden and
yeah.
like release them from their oppression.
It'd be like if you cheer for Donald Sutherland in the Hunger Games.
Yeah, exactly, wouldn't it? Yeah.
yeah. Or whoever was in charge of the maze running.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm.
You're absolutely right.
But there's sort of no way to unpaint the characters from the corner.
No.
Because you can't have them go, oh, I didn't know we were oppressing, making these people live in the mines or whatever.
Insane. It's
madness.
Insane. I think I also said this in our review. The Inhumans is exactly why I don't full on hate as much stuff as I probably should,
right.
I guess.
Uh-huh.
Like, when, like, the bad Netflix episodes or movies, I'm like, on. The Inhumans is what I save it for.
Sure, right.
Because the Inhumans reminds me that it's that there are worse stuff than a lot of stuff that we see.
Mm.
Like, it's bottom rung.
Sure, right.
Yeah.
Mm. But apparently the Inhumans comics right now are the best they've ever been.
Well,
that's disappointing.
Too bad.
Yeah, right.
You know, and this poses the question to me. Marvel have handled every character they've done so far well enough where they haven't really needed to reboot it, except for maybe Hulk, I guess, because it's sort of a light reboot. But The Incredible Hulk's not a terrible movie.
Yeah.
It's more of a recast. If they cancel this, are they just not going to do them ever? Is that it? These characters are gone? Because they are popular characters, and like you said, the comics
That's
are
true
at
yeah.
the moment. So
uh-huh.
I feel DC are kind of leading towards Flashpoint, it looks like, so they can swap some stuff out.
Yeah.
Is there going to be like a Marvel version of that? Like if they want to bring them back?
I think if they want to bring them back, they will...
They're all Skrulls.
Exactly. Well, I think what they could do is they could just go... They could just bring... Like if they wanted to bring them into, say, the movies or Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they bring in whichever the characters they people like the most.
Yeah.
They recast whoever they need to recast. And then they just... They kind of like scrub it all in one line. They're like, what are you guys? And they're like, we're the Inhuman Royal Family. We had some problems earlier.
But slavery.
Now everything's fine. Don't look.
That's Black Bolt.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, listen. I got some stuff to say, all right?
Yeah, it's bad.
Mm.
Here's something that might be good.
Okay.
I think.
All right.
It's bold. Taika Waititi is reportedly in talks to helm Akira.
Oh, that's right.
The live
yeah.
action Akira.
Who was going to be prior to this?
Jemai Coletzera, I want to say.
No, it was who directed Get Out? Was it Key or Peele?
One of those guys.
Yes.
Oh yeah, no. Oh, you mean as in recently?
Yes.
Yeah. It was one of those guys. Jordan Peele, I want to
say. Okay, there you
go.
Great.
I might be wrong. Yeah, what do you think about that?
Okay, sounds good.
Does it sound good?
Yeah.
Or does it sound great?
Good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The thing about Taika Waititi is I love his films. I haven't seen Thor Ragnarok yet, so I don't know how he would go with it.
Well, that's true,
Seems good. It seems like a film that I'm going to enjoy, but we don't really know how he is at this kind of stuff yet.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm. But I think he seems like a solid choice. There is also that conversation of like, should they even adapt this because they just did Ghost in the Shell and was kind of whatever. And, you know, is it going to be a whitewashing situation? Because there was also a version, maybe the version I was talking about had, I think it was Chris Evans and Joseph Gordon-Levitt in the leads.
And there was also talks of...
Dane DeHaan, maybe?
Yeah, there was also talks of Zac Efron, I think, at one point. It was going to be Kaneda, I think.
Yeah. Right. Good, yeah, right. Look, yeah. He's very square, isn't
That's
he?
That's true. What if he marry washes it?
He could marry wash it, yeah.
And it's set in Wellington. And it's just like it's like a real small scale one.
Yeah. Have you ever seen like late night in Australia, they often have like, it's like Cops, but it's New Zealand.
That's right. And everybody's really friendly.
Yeah.
Hardly anyone gets tasered.
Yeah. Like people are really drunk, but it's okay.
Yeah, that's right. I mean?
Yeah.
They're like, off you go. They just give them a lift home.
Yeah. But Mason, you've got a hot Ragnarok scoop. Oh, no, you got something else?
Well, I was going to say a perfect segue.
Yeah.
Into our favorite game on this podcast. Hot scoop or a shot of poop. Now, for anybody who isn't aware of this game, what happens is...
We need you to line up a scoop and a poop.
One of us presents some exclusive news, some behind the scenes.
Yes.
A bit of something that we believe is maybe exclusive to this podcast. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. That's the scoop.
Yes.
And then, if eventually later it turns out that this isn't true, James has to do a shot of poop.
Wait, this is your scoop, by
Correct.
The way. So why?
Hey, man, I don't make the rules, all right?
Yes, you do.
What?
You made this rule.
Oh, okay, I kind of did. Anyway.
Fine, I'll do it.
Great.
For the podcast.
All right. So speaking of Thor Ragnarok.
Can I pick the poop?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, good. Terrific.
Small mercies.
Yeah.
So spoilers for this. I would say I would not want to know this.
Yeah. So a friend of mine... who I won't
I'll
say,
time code it. So if you want to skip it,
yeah,
go to the description.
Good idea.
Yeah.
So a friend of mine who I won't say specifically where he works because I think they could probably track down.
Right. Marvel. Disney.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. He's Taika Waititi's best friend.
Oh.
Anyway, he told me that he's seen a significant portion of Thor Ragnarok.
Sure.
So this isn't a plot spoiler.
No.
But it is still a cameo
spoiler.
It's a cameo spoiler. But it also spoils the location, so if you don't know anything about Thor Ragnarok, I guess. There's a lot of build-up.
Yeah. Sure.
Anyway, so he tells me that there's a scene... We're in spoilers now.
Yes.
There's a scene set on Asgard in which we watch an Asgardian theatre production that essentially recounts the entirety of Thor 1.
It's like very Shakespearean.
Like as a play.
Sure.
And in this theatre piece... The role of Loki is played by an Asgardian actor played by Matt Damon.
Twist.
What do you reckon about that?
I like it a lot.
Me too.
What I don't like about it
yes.
is that does this rule out Matt Damon being in the MCU?
It kind of does.
Yeah.
But do you think as an actor he's done with?
Yeah, I don't think he would do it anyway.
Yeah,
I guess.
Like imagine being like, hey, Matt Damon, will you put on a weird rubber suit?
But also, you could bring him back and just
yeah, that's
it's a
true.
Different guy.
I mean,
that's
they have
fine.
In the past.
Yeah, exactly. There's a cop in Avengers who is a character in Agent Carter.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
nice.
So, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I like it. If that's true, Mason.
Yep.
Or if I have to eat the poo.
It's worth it, right?
Yeah. Wait, what? No. So why would that be worth it?
I don't know.
So if it's
again,
not true.
Not my rules, all right?
I don't like this.
Yeah, well.
No, but I do. No, I think that's cool. I think. It kind of reminds me of the, I think, yeah, it would definitely. You know, the cameo that really caught me off guard.
Yes.
Was
Stan Lee.
Stan Lee.
How does he keep doing it?
No, was it Chris Evans in Thor Ragnarok? That was a real delight. Thor The Dark World. That was a real delight.
Yeah,
I
right.
feel like this is that kind of.
Yeah, cool.
Kind of level. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of.
Sure.
Anyway, spoilers over.
Yeah.
Harry Dean Stanton died.
Oh, yeah.
Who.
We were predicting who was going to die.
Yeah,
I said
true.
Jared Leto. You said
I said no one's going to die.
Jared Butler, I think. I don't remember.
Didn't we say Katherine Heigl, Gerard Butler, murder suicide pact?
That's exactly what was said.
I
yes.
think that's precisely. Yeah,
yeah.
Like we're never going to make anything better than the ugly truth. Here we go. But yeah, so Harry Dean Stanton from Alien.
Yeah.
But he was also.
Was in the Avengers.
He was in the
yeah.
Avengers.
He was in a bunch of stuff.
As the guy who gives. Mark Ruffalo, a new pair of pants.
Yes. Where did he get them?
I don't know.
Did he take his own pants off?
Maybe. Harry Dean Stanton was that kind of guy.
He would, wouldn't he?
Just a man wandering around without any pants on.
I'm trying to, how old was, do you know how old
91.
He was? 91?
Yeah.
That guy looks great for 91.
Yeah, I know, right?
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I mean, not now.
No.
Wow, that's great. Mm-hmm. Good on him. Yeah, you know, he's been around the block, that bloke, like Twin Peaks, a bunch of other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I didn't, so it would have been like, 85 when the Avengers came out.
Yeah.
Or a bit older. Wow, good on him.
Mm-hmm.
What a guy.
Yeah.
It's just a picture of him here in Google Images. He's got a dart. Like, and he looks 91. Wow. He's one of those guys who, you know, probably smoked a pack of cigarettes every day. And
it's true.
Lived to 91. Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go. Anyway, good innings.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Yeah. All right, what's next? Joss Whedon apparently has cut Lex Luthor's scenes from Justice League, as well as Iris West.
Okay.
Fine. I don't care.
Sure.
What do you think?
It'll always make me wonder if Lex Luthor and Iris West were on some sort of separate adventure.
Suicide pact?
Timon and Pumbaa style.
Okay, right, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think the Lex Luthor thing was probably a prison thing.
Yeah,
and right. Iris West is probably just at Barry Allen's work or something. Or oh, no, they work. They don't work together, do they?
No.
No, she's, what is she? She's a reporter. She's a reporter?
Yeah. Can't remember.
Can't remember. I'm so tired. Yeah. But yeah, I'd imagine there's been a lot of significant changes. We've talked about this
since. And look, they'll all be on the DVD, so.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Or none
or
of
the
them.
Extended cast.
Yeah, exactly. Or the extended cut, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, I'd love it if they just mashed together the Joss Whedon and Zack Snyder versions. Like, it doesn't even make sense. They just put every scene in.
Right?
Yeah. It contradicts.
Yeah,
I want to
right.
see it all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, they actually talked about box office for Justice League, and it's predicted to have a debut of $150 million weekend, which is great.
Thank you.
But that's less than Batman v Superman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, which isn't surprising, but $150 million is still... I know. I think the budget might have blown out on this one, though. So,
yeah, totally right.
Who knows? Mm-hmm. We'll find out in November of this year.
Yes.
I don't know the date specifically. This is exciting, I think. The Watchmen pilot has officially been ordered. It's going to...
Pilot.
One. It's going to do one.
Going to do one.
And then
they're going to Inhumans it and see what happens.
Yeah. Damon Lindelof,
mm-hmm.
he's the showrunner.
The Lost guy. Right.
I like this though,
uh-huh.
And I'll tell you why.
Yes.
Because The Leftovers is fantastic.
Okay, yeah.
And he was in charge of that. It wraps up really well. There's a bit of kind of like, what does it all mean? But he does. But it's done in a really in the way that Lost did not.
Okay, great.
And also, Watchmen kind of has a definitive ending. So you're building toward a certain
well, for
event.
Now.
Yeah, for now. Yeah. And I do wonder if this is going to series. How many series are you doing? And are you going to be doing before Watchmen? What are we getting from this? So what do you think?
That's also true in the sense of like, are they going to do the entirety of the story of Watchmen in one season and then do side stuff?
Yeah.
Or are they going to drag the 12 issues of Watchmen over 4 years or something?
Yeah, right, yeah. Mm. Do you think they'll start with, say, the comedian being murdered? Spoiler alert.
Yes.
And then they will integrate the before Watchmen stuff into the narrative, or they'll start in the past and then work their way forward?
Oh.
Like, do you think they'll even start in the Golden Age and then go forward from then?
I hope not.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Just give us Watchmen.
But do you think that's a possibility, though? That they do it chronologically and they just go way back. They go back to the 40s or whatever. And the pirate stuff. They do it all.
No. I'm not sure how that would work, because I don't think the historical stuff is that good.
Well, I guess that's why it's only in bits snippets, and pieces. Snippets, yeah. Yeah. No, fair enough, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think.
What if they did all the pirate stuff in the middle? Like, they really got the plot rolling, yeah. And then they're like, the kids at the front of the newsstand's like, I'm going to read this pirate comic. And then it's 2 years of Black Freighter stuff, yeah.
You know what, though? I was actually just thinking that it would really work well as a standalone episode.
Yeah, right.
Just 1 week, just go, we're doing the pirate thing. Yeah, and they just do 60 minutes of just the pirate stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think that would be great?
Yeah,
you know, like,
good.
Seasons every now and then will do that. They'll just take an episode and just do something completely, like Fargo did it recently.
Right, right.
Just completely different story that has nothing to do with anything else.
What if they did the pirate stuff and they intercut it with, like, the story of the kid.
Right, yeah, sure.
He's like, oh, I'm at home and there's my mum and dad. They're having a fight. Well, I'll keep reading my comic.
I want him to narrate it.
Yep.
And I just want the camera to be over his shoulder. And it's not animated. Yep. He's just flicking through pages.
He's licking his finger. He's turning it over.
And you just hear in the background, you son of a bitch, your face.
That'd be excellent. Yeah.
Oh, great.
And there's one issue where his mum throws all his comics out. And so, and it's like the tale of the Black Freighter. And he's just like, hey, mum, what did you? Oh, you threw them? Okay. Are they in the trash? Okay. And then he just there's a 5 full minutes of him sifting through the bin. I'd watch that.
100%.
Yeah.
But no, are you looking forward to the Watchmen TV series?
Yes.
Me too. Mm-hmm. I'm on board. I mean, I liked the movie enough, but...
I mean, granted, you just reminded me it was happening 2 minutes ago.
Sure.
I'd forgotten.
But look how keen you are.
Yes.
You came for this? I actually kind of am. That probably won't work, but...
Sounds like something I'm not keen on.
Linda Hamilton will be back for Terminator 6, which could also be Terminator 3.
All right.
Who knows?
Yeah, okay.
Did you hear this?
Yes.
So James Cameron's thinking was... You get a lot of these old action stars who are returning.
Well, there's your first mistake, James Cameron's thinking.
You son of a bitch. Go back to bloody Avatar world, you bloody prick, you dumb prick. Get in your submarine, kill yourself. Sorry.
It's all right. You can cut that little snippet out. It's fine.
That was really unnecessary, and I apologize. So Lynn Hamilton, because he's saying that all these old, you know, action stars are coming back and they're reprising roles and they're still kicking goals. And so
reprising roles, kicking goals.
You know it. Mm-hmm. And Linda Hamilton so his idea is that she'll do the same thing for Sarah Connor.
Okay.
I haven't seen Linda Hamilton in a movie. I'm sure she has been since Dante's Peak. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm interested to see.
Crunches, probably.
Probably, yeah. I'm more interested in seeing her return than seeing Schwarzenegger return. Like, because I've seen Schwarzenegger do a bunch of stuff.
That's true, yeah.
But I haven't seen Linda Hamilton in like 20 years.
That's true,
so,
yeah.
Also, the idea of an old grizzled Sarah Connor is also...
As opposed to a young grizzled Sarah
Connor.
Yes,
exactly. I think that could be really interesting.
Mm.
She is actually... But though she is in Terminator Salvation, she does a voiceover.
Oh, right, okay,
but
yeah.
That doesn't count for shit. But how do you feel about...
They could have just put that together from snippets of her talking.
Yes. They do. She just says old dialogue. It's, who cares? It's a shit film. But, you're okay with wiping the Terminator continuity clean again? So we're getting
yes.
the real Terminator 3.
Okay, great.
Probably.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Unless it's bad, in which case, just remember the first two again.
Yeah, exactly.
Just,
yeah.
In case of emergency, break glass. I have that near, like, in my house, and I just bash the thing, and I get it. There's a little scroll, and it just says, only Terminator 1 and 2 happened. And I go,
And then underneath, and maybe Sarah Connor Chronicles, if you kind of care about it. Yeah. Which you don't?
I quite liked the stuff that I saw.
Yeah, same. Mm, yeah, it's fine. I don't know. I mean, it's been 25 years of them trying to get the Terminator kind of going again.
Yeah.
This has to be it, right? If this doesn't work, this
yeah,
is
why,
it,
why
right?
try again? Exactly, yeah. Who's left? Edward Furlong? Edward Furlong solo films?
Surely they're not going to bring back Edward Furlong. No. Yeah. I wonder, like, is it going to be set in the future war? Because if it wipes everything out, Sarah Connor could technically live to see and then fight in the Judgment Day and pass
that's
that
true,
point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, she'd have to be dead by the time that Kyle Reese goes back in time because he never met her. So it would have been, she would have to be dead years prior.
Or didn't he? And then we just cut to Sarah Connor. She's got the twirly mustache.
She, if I recall correctly, she died.
Hello, young man. It's a reverse Mrs. Doubtfire situation.
I don't like it.
No, I do.
But she died of cancer in 1997 in Terminator 3. So right. She lived to see Judgment Day not happen.
Yes.
So that they're obviously going to retcon that.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway, whatever, I guess. Let's go. We're doing this.
Yeah, all right. We cannot stop it.
I think this is...
Try and stop James Cameron doing anything.
I would
you
never.
Can't. He's so rich.
He's so rich. Yeah, this is...
Take away his money, he'll fund it himself.
Yeah, he will, yeah. Look, I'm really not interested in this, but this is the only piece of news where I'd go, okay, well, you got me just a little bit. I still don't think it's going to be good, but
yep.
It's their last card.
Isn't it though?
Yeah so, anyway, there you go. Because they can't be like, Edward Furlong. No, thank you.
I'm trying to think of what are any secondary... Or tertiary characters from the first two that they could base in.
Silverman? Well, yep. He's in three.
The psychiatrist.
What about Lance Hendrickson as the cop who gets shot up in the base?
Yep.
Because I think they were going to bring him back for two and he was going to be in a wheelchair.
Okay,
that was
right,
the idea,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Okay, yeah. That'll work. Security guard who gets skewered through the face?
Yep.
What was his day like before he got skewered through the face?
It was probably fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was mostly skewer free.
You know what? It should be that he discovers he has a twin brother. Because that's how they did that special effect in the movie. That guy has a twin brother.
Yes. Mm. And Linda Hamilton has a twin brother.
Yeah, that's right.
Who looked exactly like her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? What, I'm sure we've talked about that before, but actors who have a twin.
Yeah. Who aren't actors.
Who sometimes got into acting and sometimes didn't.
Yeah, it's very strange, yeah.
Nicholas Brennan from Buffy, twin brother.
Oh, right. Is he ever in that, is like an evil version?
There's a double scene.
Great,
yeah, where
good.
He,
yeah.
there's
well, I mean, you have to, don't you? You got to make use of it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Now, we weren't present. Man.
We were. We're just saying weird syllables now. It's very late.
it's really not that late.
Yeah.
Do you know why
the actor Edward Woodward has so many D's in his name?
Why?
Because otherwise he'd be Ewa Woowa. It's late. It's how late it is.
Where did you steal that from?
I don't know. I think my grandma told it to me or something.
You just ruined some comedian's best joke.
That's right.
So what do we got here? So last week we couldn't talk about this because it was a pre-recorded episode, but J.J. Abrams is now back for Star Wars Episode 9. I did a lot of stuff when I was overseas talking about who was going to replace him.
Uh-huh.
I was like, it's probably going to be Rian Johnson. That it's also the possibility that he's tired and doesn't want to do it.
Uh-huh.
Turns out he doesn't want to do it because I think they offered it to him and he turned it down. So J.J. Abrams is back on board. What do you think?
Yeah, fine. Here's the thing.
It's not an inspired choice, is it? But it's safe.
And it's solid.
It's solid, yeah.
And like Force Awakens was a solid film. And Force Awakens had to cover a lot of bases.
Yes.
In the sense that it had to be... A sequel.
Rebel bases.
Ah!
Starkiller bases.
Nice.
That's it.
Okay, yeah, that's. I was trying to think of a third base. But
third base?
Third
base.
Oh, hello. Yeah, I mean, it had to be a sequel. It had to be a soft reboot.
Yep.
For the most part, I guess people can go in there without knowing anything about Star Wars and still get it.
I think so, yeah. There was the Jedi and then there's not and whatever and find a map. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think he did very well there.
It does rehash a lot of stuff.
Yes.
But there is a lot of new elements which does work. Not all of it works.
Yeah.
It's not, I don't think it's, I liked it when I came out of it and I still like it.
Yeah.
But it's to me though, going into that, I expected that that's what it was going to be.
Sure.
It was going to be the soft reboot.
And also the, you know, the the peril of the biggest franchise in the world is if you go too far out of the wheelhouse, people are going to hate that too.
Yes.
So you kind of have to walk a fine line, and I think he did fine.
Yeah, especially the first one out of the gate.
Yeah.
My concern of this is, though, his follow-up to Star Trek, the reboot, was Into Darkness, which is a bad rehash of Wrath of Khan.
Yes.
I think originality is not J.J. Abrams' strong suit. Mm-hmm. But also, I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing because, and I've said this before about him in a negative way, but he can mimic a director's style.
Sure.
He's capable of doing that. He knows what makes a franchise or a certain kind of genre work, and he's able to copy it.
I mean, look at single white female them.
Yeah. I mean, look at Mission Impossible 3. It's not the best Mission Impossible film, but it's okay. It's pretty good. It's better than 2, you know, and it kind of, that series kept going because 3 was fine. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I think my concern is that we're just going to get kind of more of kind of unoriginality and a bit of a kind of rehash, but also he's probably smart enough to know that he made that mistake before with Into Darkness, and he's going to try something a little bit out of the box. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping.
Yeah.
That's what I hope for.
Also,
I'm hoping.
Potentially, he's been brought in, and they're just like, here's the script.
Yeah.
Well, here's the special effects. Get a good performance out of Mark Hamill.
Look, we mostly finished it.
Yeah, it's kind of finished, if we're honest. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Look,
honestly, what we did is we randomly pressed up 100 new action figures and we put it through a machine and here's the plot. Do not deviate it from it or you're fired like Trevorrow. We'll fire anyone. No one's immune.
Yeah.
We're Disney.
You're
not Disney.
Yeah. Apparently, though, on the back of this, Paramount is very unhappy with JJ returning to Star Wars because they've apparently paid him for the past 10 or so years $10 million a year in overhead and development for projects that he was going to create.
Really?
The last film that he made for Paramount was Into Darkness in 2013.
Huh.
And then he went and did Star Wars. So the deal...
Nice work if you can get it. Bloody hell, mate.
The deal runs out in summer of 2018.
Okay.
Which is a year and a half before Star Wars Episode 9 comes out, because now it's been pushed back to December from May. Mm-hmm. And apparently Paramount got $7 million from Disney for this deal. But that doesn't cover the $40 million they're going to lose for the years that he... If these numbers are to be believed. So they didn't... Apparently they didn't want to be pricks about it and be like, no, you can't do it because you burn a bridge there.
You don't want a Henry Cavill mustache situation.
No, you certainly don't. Mm. And so they took it on... They've kind of taken it on faith that he'll do this and then he'll do the right thing and kind of develop projects for them and come back and do some Paramount stuff.
Uh-huh.
What do you reckon about all that?
I'm starting to think that movie executives have too much money and they're not very smart about what they do with it.
But this is apparently the last deal of its kind that's happened.
Oh, ever in the world.
Yeah, well, because the directors like this don't... Directors like, you know, your J.J. Abrams and your Christopher Nolans, I guess, they're kind of few and far between. Mm-hmm. Everybody's kind of work for hire now. You get someone on for a project... An indie director, you've talked about this, and then you fire them.
Exactly, or that's right.
Or at gunpoint, you force them to make.
You squeeze out whatever you can out of them.
Yeah. So I, this deal doesn't exist anymore for anybody else.
Yeah.
Apparently, but I would be pissed off. Like they're paying him this much money, and they got him on the back of him, you know, being they were talking about him being the next Spielberg or whatever, and he's gonna rescue Paramount from whatever, and you know, all these great projects going to happen, but he just hasn't really done it. The last one he did not do very well.
Hmm.
So,
man,
I don't know.
You're right, this might be the end of directors really doing anything.
Potentially. I mean, then again, that may all move to like Netflix or...
That's,
you know,
true,
what I mean?
Yeah.
So, big budget stuff like this, yeah, maybe. Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Oh boy.
What are you going to do about it though?
Start my own movie production company.
Do you need some cash?
Yeah.
How much do you need?
$100? Is
$100
going to be enough?
We'll dip into the Patreon. We'll
okay,
see.
Cool,
see
great. We, all right.
What we could rustle
that
up.
Mm-hmm.
Last bit of news. No, second last bit of news. Darth Vader might be in Han Solo. Apparently somebody saw him there.
Huh.
Just milling about.
Oh, yeah, great.
Why, I guess? Mm-hmm. I mean, I understand why, but maybe don't. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Because if you put him in every film, you know, then it doesn't mean anything.
It's true, yeah.
And then when he shows up in the Obi-Wan film, potentially, and it's like, no, we saw him. We saw his burnt mask, and then we saw him in Rogue One, and he was standing in the background of Han Solo, and then he turned up in Obi-Wan. Like, it's who cares?
That's true.
Yeah, no, I feel like you should use him sparingly. Or not at all.
Exactly, use him sparingly. But, I mean, but that's the thing. I think because he was so effective in Rogue One, people are like...
That's what people remember.
Do another one. Do it again. But then if you keep doing that... It loses its effectiveness.
Means nothing, yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Who do you think he's going to murder? Anybody? He's going to kill a...
Han Solo.
Oh, no.
Twist, he gets replaced by a different Han Solo.
A different Han Solo. That's why he looks different.
Correct.
God. Yeah. Hollywood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Last bit of news. This is the last bit of news.
Okay.
Matthew Vaughn, whose film we'll be talking about soon.
Yes.
He was. He confirmed that he has been in talks, kind of loosely, to direct the next Superman film.
Oh.
And he says... I think my main takeaway for mine would be it'd just be really boring. He thinks that Richard Donner did it really well at the time. Perfection, he said. And just doing the modern version. No, sorry. This quote is all over the shop.
He's bad at talking though, Matthew Vaughn.
Is he?
He's like, I don't know. I reckon Richard Donner is good. But
that's the way this quote is written, though. Mm-hmm. He says, wants to go back to the source material. Superman is color, feel good, and heroic. He's a beacon of light in the darkness, and that's what I think Superman should be. I agree with all of that. I don't love the just doing the Richard Donner thing again, because we did that with Superman Returns.
Yeah.
But hey, what do you think about any of that? Would you want him to direct Superman?
Did he direct the movie we're just about to talk about?
Yes.
Then no. He also said that he wants to take a crack at the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
So
sure, why not?
Yeah.
Give it to literally anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Right, let's talk about Kingsman 2, The Golden Circle.
All right.
It's going to open about $40 million in the US, which is great for an R-rated film. The last one did 36.
Okay.
So that's good. It's not a massive improvement, but it is an improvement.
Yep.
Critically, not as well received as the first. It's sitting on about 50% of Rotten Tomatoes. The reviews aren't necessarily scathing, but it's just kind of a lot of like, well, this is not as good and kind of weird in places. I think I agree with that.
Well, see, we spoke on the telephone yesterday or the day before, and you said you just come off seeing Kingsman, and you said, look, I thought it was okay, you know, here's some things, but hey, you might like it. And I went and I saw Kingsman, and quite frankly, I'm insulted that you thought I might like it, because it sucks.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it the robot dogs?
It's a lot of things.
Okay, sure.
It's almost everything.
I want you to get into that, Mason.
Okay.
But you're getting ahead of yourself, because you have to tell everybody what you think the story was.
All right, hang on. So Eggsy, he's a Kingsman man.
Yep.
He's a Kingsman man.
Kingsman man.
He's a spy. Yep. And then he's got to do a mission.
Yep. Because
the world's going to end.
Because it's going to be...
What is revealed in the trailer, ultimately? Not a lot, right?
There's a world-ending plot by Julianne Moore.
Yep,
I think that's about right. It. Yeah.
But it's not... He can't handle it on his own, so he's got to go find Statesman, who's the American version of Kingsman.
Correct.
And Colin Firth's back. It's
in
the trailer.
That's also in the trailer,
Spoiler alert, he's back.
We'll talk about that more in spoilers, because his manner of return is... I did not like, but we'll talk about that a bit later.
Mm-hmm.
Great summation, Mason.
Thank you.
I'm joking. It sucked. It was no good.
What? Well, it's all this movie deserved, quite frankly.
Yeah, it was a disappointment to me. Yeah.
Well, look, overall, I really liked the first one.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite movie in the world, but I thought it was fun and kind of hyper-real,
yes,
surreal.
It's a Roger Moore Bond for the modern day.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And but, you know, with some modern day kung fu action, and it was a bit silly and self-aware and that sort of thing. And I think the opposite is true about this one.
Too many callbacks?
You know what? It felt to me there was a lot of talking to the audience like they're idiots who've never seen a movie before.
Yeah.
But a lot of talking to the audience as if they have memorized every single second of the previous Kingsman.
That is true, yeah. Like, they talk about the dog a lot.
A lot of callbacks to all the very minor character notes.
The room
from the first
filled
one.
With water?
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I remember it, but I guess, I don't know. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, I think you're right, yeah. Well, do you enjoy Eggsy as the super spy, the young James Bond kind of fella?
I mean, I guess, but I mean, the flaw I feel to this movie is... Well, you said when we spoke about it that you're kind of over the action, you know, the kung fu kind of...
Well, the difference between this movie and the last one is there was variation in the action sequences.
Uh-huh.
This one does that snap, zoom, in and out, Colin Firth is killing everybody in the church.
Uh-huh.
They do that for every action sequence.
Yes.
My favorite action sequence from that last movie is the fight between him and the blade legs woman at the end.
Yeah, right.
Because it's shot like a... More traditionally than the church scene,
uh-huh.
But it's just really good. It's a really good version.
Well, here's the thing that I was going to say about this kind of snap action kind of hyper real kind of thing. I feel was the only part of this movie that I enjoyed. I'm not sick of it. I quite liked
right,
it.
Okay, yeah.
But I hated everything else about this movie. Like, I hated... Like Taron Egerton's probably good as Eggsy,
yeah,
given what he had, but all his dialogue was terrible.
Right.
All everyone's dialogue was terrible.
Right.
Everything was expository. Everything was dumb. All the CGI is bad.
The CGI is really bad.
Yeah.
Like, glaringly bad. It doesn't feel like a real world at any
point.
But the last one... There is that hyper reality, but the last one didn't. I don't remember it looking as bad as this one looked.
That's the thing, because I went into this movie and I'm like, now remember, going to be a little hyper real. Everything's going to be, you know, move fast. Everybody's going to do kung fu faster than anybody can do kung fu. So I'll remember this is going to be a little surreal, and I'll just roll with it. But then I'm like, it's not surreal enough. It's not surreal enough to just.
It's not kung fu hustle.
It's not kung fu, but it's not surreal enough that I can just be like, well, I'll just drink in these visuals. But it's also not real enough that I care about anything in it.
Yeah, right.
And
yeah.
It's not real enough that any of it feels like solid hits or...
I hate to say this, it feels a bit Die Another Day in parts.
Yeah, right.
And I don't like saying that. I just mean in terms of some special effects.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
okay.
It's obviously a better film than Die Another Day. That movie is atrocious. But yeah, one scene that sticks out in my mind is, and it's a minor spoiler, but they're stacking up people in cages.
Yep.
And it just looks terrible. Like, because they're like 10, 20 stories high, just people in cages stacked on top of each other. It just just bad green screen and bad. It reminded me also of that shell game from
the A-Team.
The A-Team was a bit like that. Like, what is this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's stars galore.
Yes.
They're in it for 2 minutes. All the stars are in it for 2 minutes.
Not one of them. One of them's in it a lot, and there's too much of him. Colin Firth returns. We'll talk about that more in spoilers, but I think it takes away from what the events of the last film and how Eggsy kind of grows as a person by bringing him back, I feel.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that Highlander 2 situation where it's like, oh, Sean Connery's back. And
he's back with magic.
And he's back with
magic. In fact, the return of Colin Firth in this kind of ruins the stakes of the movie in its entirety, I would feel.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. But maybe we'll hold off on that.
Yeah, let's hold off on it.
Statesman. They go to America. Uh-huh. They go to a whiskey factory.
Yes.
It's secretly a Statesman factory. it's what they're building
some
in there.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Led by Jeff Bridges, Channing Tatum, Halle Berry, and the guy from Game of Thrones.
Yep.
What did you think of those guys?
Garbage.
In what way? Clothes?
No, that's fine. But, I mean, I was hoping for some team-up Eggsy and Tatums.
Yeah.
None. Nothing.
No.
Nothing.
Do you think they're saving that for the sequel?
Yeah, I don't want there to be a sequel. But...
So you don't think there's even... They could bring this back in the next one?
Like, I think they probably
could. The
Bond
films are up and down. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But again, that's kind of... I feel the trailer set up. Oh, they're going to... You know, it's going to be classic superhero team-up. They're going to punch for a bit, then they're going to be mates, and then they're going to team up and fight the bad guy, but they don't.
Right, okay, yeah.
Spoilers, they don't.
Yeah.
Channing Tatum's in this very briefly.
Yeah, but also quite a lot initially.
Yeah, I guess.
And then they really just kind of shuffle him off.
Yep.
Uh-huh. It's very strange.
So that's bad?
Yeah.
What else is bad in this movie?
Like I said, action sequences.
Julianne Moore's motivations as a villain are bad.
I did not care for that at all. Mm. Especially on the back. Like, I thought Samuel L. Jackson took a really annoying character that you wouldn't think would work and made it work. I don't know. I think it's more the writing in this case.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But Julianne Moore's character is no good in this at all. Mm-hmm. I don't believe her motivations. Her plan is also really stupid.
Yep.
She's got this amazing organization which earns her billions of dollars annually, but she just wants to be known. It doesn't make any sense.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a weird condemnation of, like, we'll talk about it in spoilers.
Sure.
What else is bad in this? Also, she's not even, there's also another bad guy of sorts in this.
Yes, there is. Yep, right. Yeah. But I didn't like that reveal. Mm-hmm. Thought it didn't make any sense. Do you want to just get into spoilers?
Let's get into spoilers. Yeah, anyway, worst movie ever. Yeah. I was hoping...
I'm on the fence.
It's not like my expectations were super high and they were dashed.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is going to be a sequel. It's going to be probably as good as the first one. Maybe slightly worse than the first one. It's real bad in my opinion.
So do you think it's the same way that Kick-Ass, because I know you hate Kick-Ass too.
What I thought about it. Oh, I'm like, okay, this is Kick-Ass. Maybe it is all in the writing.
Right, yeah.
Maybe this Mark Miller knows a thing or two about a thing or two as far as writing a story.
Sure, yeah.
Did he write this one?
I don't think so.
Okay, right.
I don't think he wrote the first one though.
Oh.
I wrote the comic.
Yes.
But yeah. Are you talking about comics? Because there is a Kick-Ass 2 comic.
Yes.
Anyway.
It doesn't matter. Anyway. Are
you talking about scripts or comics?
Scripts,
what are we talking about?
I think I'm talking about scripts.
Okay, cool.
I'm thinking, my feeling is that Kick-Ass 1 and Kingsman 1 at least were based on he's the original property and he's had time to come up with something good and enjoyable.
Yeah.
And then it's been translated over. And then they're like, okay, this has been successful. Knock out another one real quick. And he's, all right, somebody's... You know,
well, it's only been a bit over 2 years. Yeah, so it's a pretty quick turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Anyway, spoilers.
Okay. Spoiler number one. Statesman has found a cure for gunshot wounds through the head.
Right through the head.
Right all the way through.
I thought
and in fact, you can recover from a gunshot wound in it's seemingly a matter of hours.
With no mark?
And no repercussions. Yeah.
Strange.
Isn't it though?
Okay, so for those people who haven't seen it, the way that Colin Firth is brought back, because he is shot right through the head. We see a scan of his head, and he's shot.
The mystery has been, from the unnecessary trailer reveal, that he's back.
Matthew Vaughn hated that, by the way.
I bet.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Sorry, go on, yeah.
Yeah, well. Maybe you should have bloody... I don't know. Anyway.
Something else.
Something else.
Is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Statesman flew in.
Samuel L. Jackson shot him in the head.
They didn't, we didn't see this in the last movie, but the Statesman were there like immediately. They put this kind of ice pack around his head.
Ice pack gauze around his head, yeah.
Which
stabilized
the wound and and then through nanotechnology they rewire his brain, even though it's got a big old hole through it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the repercussion of that is that you revert back to a younger version of yourself.
Mm.
But then if a tragic thing happens to you, you remember everything and you're fine.
Mm.
Except your kung fu is not as good straight away.
Yeah, but then it is.
Then it is.
Then it is.
So I thought his glasses could have been bulletproof. I don't know.
Yeah,
it
right?
could have been a hologram.
Yep.
It could have been a clone. Not a clone. That's bad. But it could have been an impersonator.
Yep.
It could have been an android.
Could have been a rock salt bullet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He could still lose his memory.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just think. Really?
It could have been, and I thought maybe, because if you remember correctly, Samuel L. Jackson's character hates violence and the sight of blood.
Yeah.
It could very well have been, like, he missed.
Yes.
Like, he missed by an inch, and Colin Firth is so good at playing dead that he didn't notice or something.
Yeah, absolutely,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anything would have worked better than this.
Anything would have worked better. So another character in this, the guy from Game of Thrones.
Whiskey,
gets shot in the head point blank.
Yeah,
point blank by Colin Firth, which I think was a questionable decision. Even though Eggsy calls him on it, he never actually states why he... Because he's a traitor, that guy, by the way.
Yeah.
But he never clarifies why he thinks that.
They don't even interact
that much. Seems like a hunch.
Much.
No.
Yeah.
Because he broke the vial that was going to... Drugs.
Yeah, right.
I'm so tired. I gotta...
but I think he was on the verge of shooting him before that.
It seemed that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... And then so... In a matter of hours, like you said, he's picked up by the Statesman, by Halle Berry. They put the pack around his head. They stitch his brain back together and he's up. And they show him a picture of his girlfriend who died from crack addicts. And then he remembers everything and then he goes to stop Eggsy and Colin Firth.
Uh-huh.
There's not a mark on him. Did he wing him like on the side of the head? Did it go through his brain?
I don't know.
He didn't have a scar or... I don't understand.
Maybe he just scared him.
Scared him.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. Scared him into having a big hole in his head.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I didn't even, the twist of him being, I thought it was going to end up that he was working for Julianne Moore.
Yeah.
But he had two motivations.
Oh, now I think about it, there's actually three villains, because there's also the president.
Who were you thinking of before?
The president.
Okay, right. So I was thinking of him.
Okay, right.
Right, yeah. So the reason he wants... So basically, Julianne Moore, she controls all the drugs in the world. She's put a toxin in it where if you're taking any kind of illegal substance, then you're going to die in a matter of days.
Yeah.
But she's also manufactured the cure. So then she's going to hold the world to ransom, and then the president has to make all drugs legal so she can become a legitimate businesswoman, and then she'll release the cure.
Mm.
He is okay with that, like hundreds of millions of people dying, because A, he has the stock in Kingsman... Statesman alcohol will go up. So I guess he has shares in the company,
right.
Presumably. And also his girlfriend was killed by a crack addict. Do you need both of those things?
No.
It could have just been the crack addict thing.
Yeah,
like,
probably,
I don't know why he was like, I've
yeah.
got... What are you talking about? Like, you got a stake in the company.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not explaining this very well.
No, you've explained it perfectly.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't... I don't understand Julianne Moore's entire... Like... That's what you want to be famous?
Yeah.
I no, real bad.
She's the
and
most.
Earlier on, Halle Berry's like, why would a drug cartel poison all the
drugs?
Yeah, exactly.
Good question.
Really good question.
Yeah, because if the president doesn't sign off on the thing that makes drugs legal, then all her customers are dead.
Yeah.
So that's like Apple making their iPhones electrocute you.
And also, it'd be really difficult. To then hook new people on drugs, because children would have a very effective,
anti-drug message?
Anti-drug message.
Yeah.
I remember when hundreds of millions of people died.
Just dropped dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe don't do drugs.
So the reason Channing Tatum disappears in this movie is because he took some drugs.
Yes.
They're all wacky tobacco potentially.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Or straight up crack. We don't know.
No.
And so they have to put him on
probably
ice.
Shelved something.
Yeah. So he's in it quite a bit, and you think it's going to be an adventure of Channing Tatum and Eggsy.
Yeah.
And then they just replace him with the guy from Game of Thrones inexplicably.
Yeah.
I think that character should have been one character.
Yes.
Or at least...
Or half a character.
Half a, I don't know what the deal was with that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like the laser lasso.
I thought it was fine.
Yeah.
I thought he had too many weapons, quite frankly.
He had guns.
And a laser lasso.
They've all got too many weapons. That's what it is, man. Gadgets.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Do you think there was enough new gadgets?
No.
So too many weapons, but not enough new gadgets.
Correct, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bowler hats. Doesn't Channing Tatum look dumb in a bowler hat?
Boy, does he.
God, that does not suit him at all.
I thought that guy could wear anything, but apparently not. Bowler hat harder than you'd think. What else is bad in this movie?
It looked tiny on his... Yeah. It looked like a thimble.
That's true.
On his big old head.
Also, what I thought was weird about this movie is, first of all, it has like a... The message is like, why are drugs illegal, but alcohol is legal?
Yeah.
Oh, did I say that right? Doesn't matter.
What I get what you mean.
I'm sure people context. Understand, yeah. But then afterwards, it's like... Well, I guess we'll just stick to drinking.
Yeah.
Still as bad.
Still as bad. Well, there was a lot of product placement in this for Kingsman-specific products.
That's true, like, yeah.
Do you remember the...
Statesman whiskey is real now.
The aftershave bit where he's like, he had tried this Statesman aftershave and he's like, I'm already wearing it.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, boy.
Like, that's... Because it's not tongue-in-cheek enough. It was just... It's so kind of casual. If it was kind of a bit of a wink and a nudge, but it's not. It's just like a weird, out-of-place conversation.
Mm.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Yeah.
I am okay with product placement. I think James Bond generally does it really well.
Mm-hmm.
This was not a good example of that at all. This is like... Yeah. It's like Michael Bay cracking a bloody Bud Light or whatever in Transformers. Yeah.
What else is bad about this movie? Almost anything. Let me think.
Okay, Elton John.
Yes.
Elton John is kidnapped by Julianne Moore and made to play his hit songs, and he's in a bird costume or whatever the entirety of the movie. Yep. He's in it way too much.
Yep.
Like, the initial joke is that she's like, Elton John, play Rocket Man or whatever, and he's like, fuck you!
Mm-hmm.
But then that keeps happening. It happens like 10 times, mm-hmm. and then at the end he has a kung fu moment.
Yeah,
which makes
really does,
no
yeah.
sense to
which
me.
Which felt to me like Princess Fiona in Shrek. Right. You know, just got kung fu powers all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I think there was way too... Like, there should have been minimal Elton John, or it should have been different celebrities like it is in the original Kingsman
does
comic.
Does that just mean that Elton John is cheaper to hire than Channing Tatum now?
I guess he is.
Yeah.
They probably had about the same amount of screen time, though. Yeah. I mean, Elton John's probably not in this as much as I think he is.
It seems like a lot, doesn't it?
Do you feel like having Colin Firth return... It's very similar to also Men in Black 2 with the return of Tommy Lee Jones' character.
Uh-huh.
That makes more sense, obviously, because he wasn't shot through the head.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of... It derails the point of the character Eggsy and what he learnt from the previous films.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's kind of carrying on the legacy of Colin Firth's character. He's doing it all in his honour.
Yep.
But now he's just back and they're both called Galahad.
Yeah.
But they didn't
Wasn't
fix
one
that.
Of them Lancelot?
Yeah, I guess so.
Look, it doesn't matter. also, Roxy dies.
Yeah.
But Mark Strong doesn't die.
But then he does die.
And he does die.
That was a stupid death.
Yeah, really.
Because, okay, Mark Strong dies after he goes, finally, I get to be a Kingsman. He puts on a suit and he goes out there and then he steps on a landmine.
Immediately.
Sorry, Eggsy steps on a landmine and then he switches places with him. And he has a sing-song before he dies.
Yeah.
And it's kind of supposed to be, I guess, heroic and funny. But I didn't feel anything.
No.
And I like Mark Strong's character. I liked him a lot in the first one, but...
Also, he only kills like a half a dozen guys.
Yeah.
And I feel very strongly that Eggsy and Colin Firth could have just killed those guys and then figured out a way to get him off the landmine.
Yes.
Or maybe found more of that freezy spray.
Yeah. Put a rock on it.
Put one of the bad guys on it.
Yep.
Just leapt away the first time.
Yep.
They could have done that.
Yeah, well, if they had leapt away the first time, they still could have fought their way in.
Yeah.
Because they did it very easily.
They were leapy. They're all leapy kung fu guys.
Yeah.
Why couldn't they have just jumped off it?
They can all do that Black Widow spin around a person's head and
exactly
break their neck thing.
Yeah.
What I did like about this,
yes.
I should talk about stuff that I like because I did like some things.
Uh-huh.
Like Eggsy and Colin Firth, they are cold-blooded killers.
It's true.
They poison Julianne Moore with tainted heroin and they just watch her die.
Yep.
They throw a man directly into a meat grinder.
That's true.
Head first.
Yep.
There's other moments. Colin Firth shoots that guy point blank.
Yep.
I like that they're callous in that way. They're secret agents, but yep. they're not kind of remorseful about killing.
Eggsy will finger a rando at a music festival.
That was so weird.
Yeah, right?
I didn't like that at all.
Unnecessary too. Yeah. It's like if you in the first one there was like a seduction competition or whatever.
Yeah. And it was kind of but it was also displayed as being creepy and kind of like
yeah, right.
Yeah, it was
because in the original comic books I don't think it is I mean it is creepy, but it's not.
It's a skill that they learn.
Yeah, it's not depicted yeah. as creepy. It should be depicted as creepy, but I think only the first movie was like, hey, listen, this is no good.
But in they twist it on its head because the seduction competition is actually you're getting tied to a train track.
Yeah, right.
So it's not an actual seduction.
Yeah, but in the comic book, I think it is.
Right, yeah, it probably is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, why is Eggsy wearing his stupid flat brim cap and his stupid clothes when he's...
What, at the music festival?
No, when he's just hanging out with his mates whatever. Like,
because they don't know he's in Kingsman.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're... Okay, yeah. Fair enough, yeah.
But anyway, that's...
Anyway, I hate that look. I think it's a terrible look.
Fair enough, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, that scene is not... we didn't need... I felt they were like, well, we did it in the last one, and that was pretty fun, so let's do it again.
Yeah.
But much worse.
Can't just put a tracker on someone?
Just put a tracker on her.
Give her a diamond necklace. Hey,
dude, use the watch thing that you can shoot a dart into somebody. Except it's a tracker. Come on.
Just put your finger up her nose.
I thought it was... See, that's the thing.
That's what I thought he was going to do.
I thought he was going to stick his finger in her mouth or something.
Right.
Like, that's the joke. And he's like, oh, this is what I like. I like a bit of finger in the mouth action or whatever. But nope.
He followed through.
He sure did.
I mean, he didn't have sex with her.
It's true. What a hero.
I liked the return of the guy who didn't make it in Kingsman.
Me too.
With the robot arm.
That was good. That showed a lot of promise. Arm. I should have said that in not spoilers. That actually had a lot of promise to
he
it.
He was good. I thought that was a good inclusion. Mm-hmm. I love a robot arm.
Same.
Yeah. I still think, and I actually made a video on this. I'll link it below. I think Kingsman's going to change James Bond for the better.
Really?
I think the next time around when they reboot it, they're going to
be sillier.
They're going to do more, not necessarily silly, but they're going to do more kind of gadgets and fun. And
yeah.
I think it'll still be the kind of the killer, but I think they're going to take it back.
But I think that was on the cards anyway.
You're probably right.
I think Skyfall and Spectre definitely.
I think it's also, it's on the cards because Kingsman came out and then Spectre came out.
That's
and people
true,
were
right.
like,
okay, you're
we
right.
hate Spectre.
Yeah.
Spectre's fine,
yeah.
I guess. Mm. Yeah. What else, Mason? Do you like the CGI robot dogs?
No, they were bad.
Did you like the tattoo where you just get a gold circle?
No, I didn't like that.
I
didn't like... Let's see, what else didn't I like? I didn't like the weird diner landscape she lived in.
I liked that. Okay. I liked that, yeah.
All right.
I don't understand why she had to live out there.
I didn't... Well, see, that's the thing. You're making billions of dollars in your drug trade and no one knows who you are.
You can
just
live
go
anywhere.
And live your life. You idiot.
Also, you could just be the front of another company. Just buy Apple and then just
totally.
Be the head of Apple if you want to be known.
Did you like the part where she was like, I don't trust people, I only trust robots. That's why I have 3 robots and 100 henchmen. She's like, that bit? It was pretty good, wasn't it?
She trusted the guy who had a robot arm.
That's true.
Because he's part of robots.
101 henchmen there.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The president. The more I talk about this, kill everybody.
The more I talk about this, the more I'm like, oh no, I think I'd like this less than I initially.
That's right. Yeah.
You've turned me around, Mason.
Good. That's my only goal here.
I got some tweets here though from people.
Oh yeah.
But you can still say more stuff, Mason. Don't let me stop you. But okay. I thought we'd they're actually very positive.
Oh, there you go.
John Gear.
Yeah, the emails were more positive as well.
John Gear says, just saw Kingsman 2 is the best Bond movie in a decade. When would Casino Royale come out? 2006. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought Kingsman 1 was better.
Me too.
Saw Kingsman... This is from Queen Molly. Saw Kingsman yesterday. Wasn't perfect, but really fun. Now can we please let James Bond die already? Not yet. Yes, do one more. Mm-hmm. Billy R. says, just saw Kingsman The Golden Circle. Really great movie all around. Best movie ever. Dara Eaton says, saw Kingsman. Seems Vaughn's that guy in class who's really nice till he's with his dickhead mates. Still best movie ever. And... Riordan Davis, whatever your name is. Kingsman 2 is bombastic, hilarious, and works much in the same way that 22 Jump Street worked. There you go. So, yeah, I think the feedback generally has been really positive. We might be in the minority on this.
Well, I hope we've changed all your minds for the worse. That's not true.
Like what you like is, and that's fine, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything else to say, Mason?
I'm sure I'll think of some other stuff. I think next week you'll be like, welcome to the Weekly Planet, here's Nick Mason. I'll be like, here's another thing about Kingsman.
Let me
Kingsman.
Tell you about bloody Kingsman. Think about a thing or two.
I hate you.
So you don't want Kingsman 3?
No, I wouldn't mind Kingsman 3.
I want Kingsman 3. This hasn't... Yeah. I think someone also asked if it's shaken my faith in Matthew Vaughn as a director.
Yes.
Nah, not
for
really.
For me, yes.
I think you have to do more than one kind of mediocre film for that to kind of... I mean, name a director who hasn't made a bad film, Mason.
I can't.
Good work.
Thank you.
People will probably say Kubrick, I guess.
Disagree.
Which is his bad one?
I don't really like that many Kubrick films.
201 Space Odysseys?
201 Space of Men's, yes. It's a bad one. That is a boring film.
Great. We know what it's time for. Oh, I hope you know what it's time for.
What are we reading?
What are we going to read?
Yeah, here we go. Put a theme in.
I'm doing a theme. I feel like I just mumbled my way through that, like it wasn't very coherent or interesting. But I'm sure you did very well.
The entire episode is what you're saying.
Just did up to this point.
You know, what can you do? I still haven't watched The Tick. I should do that this
week. I gotta watch The Tick!
Yeah. You know why we haven't watched it? Is because it's slightly more inconvenient.
What's it on?
It's on Amazon Prime Video.
Do we even have that here?
No, we do, but I'd have to sign up for another thing.
Oh, man!
Yeah, right?
Well, I haven't watched it because I've been in the US of A, Mason.
Oh. I've been... Well, you could have. They've got Amazon Video on every corner in the US.
That's true. Mm. At one point, I turned on regular TV because I was staying in an Airbnb. Uh-huh. I didn't have Netflix, and it's just like 1,000 channels, and I'm just like... No, I'm not.
Didn't even go through the first 10?
Nah, I think I went through 3. And it's just, uh-huh. I think they were all shopping.
Oh, here's something I hated about Kingsman. It's not a spoiler. But I hated it. Their attempt to pretend Fox News is a legitimate news service. I hated that. Yeah. How dare you? I actually had this thought earlier in the week.
It is a Fox movie.
I was going to say, I had this thought earlier in the week. I should probably stop watching Fox things. Because Fox is the worst. And then I'm like, oh, Kingsman, oh, it's a Fox. Okay, right. And then I'm like, oh, that's right. Fox News is a cancer on society. It's the worst thing for anything.
It's not a great representation of current events and facts.
It's the absolute worst.
But I would also argue that a lot of other news stations are maybe not equally bad.
Nothing's as bad.
There's a lot of misinformation out there, Mason, and I don't care for it, quite frankly.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so when I overseas, Mason, I went on Movie Fights.
Oh, yes?
I went on Jedi Council. Mm-hmm. I went on Millennial Falcon. I went on Screen Junkies News. Those are the things I did. I'll link those below. People wanted to know, like, behind the scenes of Movie Fights. Uh-huh. Do you want me to
talk
about that for a little bit?
Sure.
So basically, they're all really nice people, by the way. Everybody that I met was super nice, like the crew over there. I'll name them all, Mason, but I'll forget somebody, so I'll choose to name none.
Nice.
I'll do it. Andy, Dan, Spencer, Roth, Jenny, Max, JTT. I've forgotten somebody, haven't I, Mason?
You can always add it in post.
I won't.
Okay. He added them all in post. He didn't say anything. He just sat there for 30 seconds.
But yeah, it was a lot of fun. So I think I enjoyed... So what they do, they email the questions before and they're like, these are the questions. And then I actually asked you for
you
some.
We workshopped them.
We workshopped a couple, beforehand. I regret going for... What was it? The silent film one. It was like, what movie's better with the sound off?
Oh, yes.
And we decided on... Well, you floated the idea of... what was it? Children of Men, because it's got that awesome twist.
Uh-huh.
And I should have just said Mad Max in hindsight. Yeah, right. Sure, yeah, that was my first thought, but I'm like, nah, Children of Men's interesting. And then as I'm arguing, I'm like, oh no, I've gone down the wrong road here. But hey, that's all right. But basically, so they email the question, so you know what the other people are gonna say, except for the speed round. Mm-hmm. And then I think you're supposed to take notes, and then I didn't turn up with any notes, and then I'm like, oh
really?
Shit, so I'm in trouble here. But then I think
it's hardly a fight. Who goes to a fight with some notes?
That's right. Yeah,
you tell them
left kick. Right kick. Mm-hmm. But no, what I really enjoyed about it, I just got to just spin my wheels. And I think that's great. That's, if I had a list of notes, I don't think I would have been as coherent. I think that's my favorite thing is when I'm just say a thing and I'm like, right.
You know what you need to do? Chuck that laptop in the bin.
This one?
Yeah, it's been on, mate.
I also need it for editing.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's a crutch, mate.
Oh, no.
Yeah, afraid so.
Anyway, it's a lot of fun. I'll link it if you people want to check it out.
Nice.
You might be doing one also at some point, potentially, Mason.
Oh, I have to travel.
You have to travel,
I like it.
But they also might be coming here at some point.
I won't have to travel. Oh, so
I mean,
good.
You probably have to travel to Sydney because I'd say it'd be more likely to be in Sydney. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have to... Tra- I'll take the train.
You okay with that?
Yeah, fine. Gotta.
Dan.
Hey, here's an email. This is an email related to what we read and what we're going to read. This is from James Carey.
Yeah.
Can you guys comment on the Orville?
Yes.
Have you seen it?
I've seen the first three.
What did you think?
I like it. It's kind of like, it's not as funny as Galaxy Quest, but it definitely gets stronger.
Okay.
As it goes. I've been waiting for something like this.
I've heard mixed things about this.
Yeah, no, it definitely starts average.
Okay.
And I wasn't super into it at all. But I also, I'm like, you know, I'm going to stick with this because I want to like this. I need something like this. So, yeah, but no, it's the third episode in particular, it's not as funny as I would like it to be.
Well, see, a lot of people have said that it's in this weird middle ground where it's not as proper sci-fi as a Star Trek, but it's also not as funny as a Galaxy Quest.
Right.
So it's sort of, does it feel like this is Seth?
Oh, and Joestar. I forgot him. Sorry, keep going.
Nice. Do you feel like it's Seth MacFarlane? Do you feel it's Seth MacFarlane loves Star Trek and he wants to make Star Trek, but also make it funny?
Yes. I think that's exactly what
but
it is.
But he can't just make a science fiction Star Trek thing because people will be like, this is a bit out of left field for the...
Yeah, potentially.
For the Family Guy.
You know what, though? It's really, to me, and I haven't seen a lot of The Next Generation, but it feels a lot just like The Next Generation with slightly more jokes. It's slightly edgier.
Okay.
But it's...
There were a lot of jokes in Next Generation.
It's pretty much
though.
There weren't.
There were no jokes.
No. It's the same in a lot of ways.
Occasionally, Data would go into the holodeck and dress up as a gangster, and that's pretty funny.
That is pretty funny,
it's very funny.
Did anybody ever dress up as a lady in the holodeck?
Probably Worf. Imagine how funny that would be.
Yeah, because they were the wrong clothes, and he was in a Victoria-era skirt.
He's got the weird forehead.
Yeah.
Worf.
Are you interested in the Orville?
Yeah, I'll watch a couple of
episodes. I think you should. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's Fox also.
Yeah.
But it won't, I think it's something that, and I'm not a big proponent of this. If you stick with it, you might find it gets better. Or just start at episode 3.
Mm. Here's another email. Robert Rodriguez, I'm assuming the director.
What?
This is Ben Rodriguez underneath. What a son of a bitch. Have we seen Mother? What are our thoughts?
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either.
I don't want to see it.
Exactly. As soon as I saw the trailer for Mother and I heard it was coming out, I immediately just went to the Wikipedia page hoping there was a synopsis so I could read it and not watch it.
And there wasn't?
There wasn't one at the time. So
I did read the Wikipedia synopsis.
Uh-huh.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah. I also, if you go onto the vulture.com,
yeah.
You can do a quiz to determine whether or not you would like Mother.
And what did it say for you?
You would not like Mother. So
did it give you films that it was similar to?
No, it was more like you meet a woman in the bar and she won't stop talking about Infinite Jest. What do? Leave straight away.
What's Infinite Jest?
It's a David Foster Wallace novel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I kind of like, but it's not the point.
You don't want to talk about it.
No, I don't want to talk about it.
No, it's a lot of kind of, because the whole thing's like a metaphor for like religion and creation and whatever, and I'm not interested in that at all, so.
Okay, right. Does it have based on the Wikipedia synopsis, does it have a satisfying ending?
No.
An ambiguous ending that I would hate?
It's probably a little bit ambiguous, but in terms of, if you're like, oh no, this is just like that thing in religion and the world.
I'm
and
always
society,
thinking that.
Then, yeah, I guess it
I'm
does.
Always pointing at things in real life and going, it's just like in that religion. That man was turned into a pillar of salt, just like in that religion.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm a real Ricky Gervais.
You certainly are, Mason. Yeah. You a vegetarian?
No.
No. You want to hear the most LA story I have?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why have we been wasting time on this Kingsman review?
Right. So I've never been to LA or the US before. I liked a lot of it. Mm. I liked most of it.
Oh, no.
I should say.
But sounds like a James hates your country kind of story.
No, no. I just think stories about me meeting nice people is not that interesting.
You're right.
I caught up with Sean, you know, the guy who did the Batman Superman animation.
Yeah.
Great bloke.
John Willits. Great
I caught up with some cool dudes over Andrea over from Loot Crate
who
it was awesome. We went out for dinner together. With her husband also. It wasn't a secret rendezvous, Mason.
Okay, right.
No, they were really awesome.
This wasn't your Joss Whedon scenario.
No,
this
wasn't
your Joss. That's what I'm going to call it from now on. Your Joss Whedon. It's your gimme.
That's it. But I was getting in an Uber. Uh-huh. I got in an Uber, to go to the airport because then I had to go to Vegas where a guy got glassed. That's another story. I'll tell that another time. But
one of your friends specifically, not just a guy.
He wasn't... It was in the group.
Okay, right. Yeah.
Did I tell you this?
Did you glass him?
I didn't glass anybody.
Well, you're like, you're not directly one of my friends.
You didn't go to school with me.
Glassed.
But so I got to the Uber and the guy's like, I'm going to do the accent.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
But, when you say accent,
yeah.
Do you mean American accent or Indian accent?
The Indian accent? No, American.
Okay, great.
So he's like, hey, man, how you doing? That's not good, is it?
No, that's a very good vague American accent.
And I'm accent. Like, I'm good, I'm fine.
We got an email this week.
Yeah.
Somebody said, I'm from Wales, can you do a Welsh accent?
No.
No.
Definitely not. Yeah. And I'm like, no, I'm good, yeah, how are you?
I can only do... Pierce Brosnan in GoldenEye, where he goes, buy me a paint. You know that bit? To Sean Bean. He's like, buy me a paint. Which I assume is slightly Welsh. I assume when he screams, it's slightly Welsh.
Isn't he Irish?
I don't know. I thought Pierce Brosnan was Welsh.
I don't think he's Welsh.
I'm thinking of Christian Bale.
Yeah. Or maybe Dalton. Dalton Welsh?
I don't know. One of them's Welsh.
Bond wouldn't drink a pint.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Anyway.
But what have we got? So he goes... I'm like, yeah, good, how are you? And he's like, yeah, great, man, great. Like, this week, awesome. Last week, not so much. And I'm like, oh, why is that? And he goes, well, today, you'll never believe this, it's my one-year anniversary. And then he pauses. So I go, oh, congratulations.
Oh,
and then he's like, and then he goes, don't congratulate me yet. You don't even know what it's for.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay.
You don't know the ways of banter with a cabbie, mate.
Yeah, this is not going to end well.
Pierce Brosnan is Irish.
He's Irish. Okay, there you go. And I go, okay, what's your anniversary? And he goes, today's my one-year anniversary of being a vegan. And I'm like, oh, fuck,
wow.
No. This is a 50-minute trip.
Yeah.
So then he's proceeded to spend 50 minutes telling me about the perils of eating meat. I just straight away, I'm like, I'm vegetarian. I'm not vegetarian, mm-hmm. but I don't want to lecture. Mm-hmm. I know eating meat is not good for the environment and probably your body. Mm-hmm. I'm very much aware of that, but I don't need a lecture. And
wait, okay, so... Okay, continue.
He's still on Brosnan.
I'm still thinking about it. I'll get to it in a second.
And the kind of the conversation culminated in was he was like, don't you reckon they should take all the money out of like nuclear war and war in general and put it into education? And I'm like, well, yeah, probably. Like, but that's not a startling revelation. You know what I mean?
True,
and also,
yeah.
There's a lot of steps in between those two things to make that happen. It's not just a matter of distributing funds to
But also, what I like about this particular interaction is that. One of the cliches about a vegan is, hey, how do you know somebody's a vegan?
They'll
tell you. And you go, hey, man, you know, vegans literally harm no one, you know, and nothing.
Yeah.
Give them the benefit of the doubt. They're good people.
I know vegans that are fine. Yeah.
But then he's just that guy.
God,
all of a sudden.
He really got me.
Yeah.
Like, What do you do?
Oh, you leap out.
I can't. How? I need to get to the airport. Am I gonna risk my amazing Uber rating? I don't think so, Mason.
All right.
Actually, I don't really care. I don't even know what my rating is. Anyway, fuck that guy.
Yeah. all right. Famous Welsh celebrities.
Here we go. Catherine
Zeta-Jones.
Christian Bale.
Richard Burton. Anthony Hopkins.
Hopkins, Welsh.
That's what it says here.
No way.
That's what it says here. Pick one and I'll do an impression using them as the basis.
What are my options?
Anthony Hopkins.
Catherine Zeta-Jones, do that one.
Okay, right.
Oh, no, he's doing the stretchy thing from Entrapment where he's going under the lasers.
And then I'm out. I reach the lasers. I've gone past the lasers. Bam, it pet. It's Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Very good.
Remember when he says that in the movie?
I don't remember.
He does. They're in the...
Oh, I'm not saying he doesn't. It didn't happen. I'm saying I don't remember.
I know, but
it.
They're in the facility right at the start.
Right.
They're defusing a bomb
it's
or
before
whatever.
Before one of them gets captured
before,
or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Bam, your pen.
Bam, your... I bet it sounds nothing like that.
I bet
that.
It sounds nothing like that.
Yeah. I'm going to see if I can quickly pull it up on YouTube.
If you can YouTube GoldenEye, buy me a pint.
All right, here we bloody go. It's not going to be here.
No. Or maybe it's the most viewed video on YouTube. It goes, Pierce Brosnan, GoldenEye, buy me a pint, then Gangnam Style.
Can you tell me specifically when it is in this?
No.
Is it? Do they part ways? Is it just before they Trevelyan gets captured?
Yeah, it would be just, yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm not doing this now. That's right. But everybody should, if you're at home.
Tweet at us.
No! Tweet at Mason.
Okay, good. I'll take it.
I'll figure it out. Nice. Also, I saw Hamilton. It's great.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's really good.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to write some sort of rap after this?
Yes. You ready? Yeah. I've actually already written it.
I'm ready.
No, I'm not doing
it. You can do it to the letters theme. How about that?
Sure.
All right, here we go. It's loading.
Yeah.
Jem's going to do his rap.
Buy me a pass.
Nice.
That is going to be the impression of everything from now on.
We're going to hear right now. We're going to do letters.
Buy me a pant. You got some letters, Mason?
I'll find a letter, don't you worry
This is
about that.
Such a shit episode.
No.
What do you got? What's up? What are we doing?
This is from Diego Reveal.
Cool, yep,
got
it.
At that. He's from Mexico City, and as you might know, a couple of days ago, there was an earthquake.
Yeah, in Mexico. Big time. Yeah.
It's been also, you know what? Shout outs to everybody in the world who's suffered a incredible disaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the last week or so. Hurricanes, earthquakes. Some people
Uber
like to watch
drivers.
Kingsman 2. But seriously.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
Best wishes, man.
After the earthquake, electricity was gone. Cell phones were useless, so he couldn't contact his family or friends. There was the radio, but everything on the radio was terrible.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, he had 3 or 4 episodes of the podcast, and he listened to it, and he stayed calm while he waited for some good news.
Did the good news arrive?
I think he's fine now.
Okay, good. Oh, man, that is
his family safe. So shout outs to anybody experiencing a disaster out there, and I'm sorry you didn't have more and better entertainment preloaded on your devices.
That's right. Like Family Guy.
Like Family Guy, maybe.
Like American Dad.
Mm.
I watched some of that on the plane. It's not great.
American Dad.
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah, exactly.
I've got a tweet here, Mason, from Dakota Cootie.
I'm ready.
Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. That's how you reach the show via Twitter. Or you can send Mason an email at weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com.
That's the one.
Could we ever see Hercules join the MCU? Maybe in a future Thor movie. Yeah. So Hercules is a character that exists in across multiple mediums.
That's right, yeah.
And things.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a Marvel character also. He's just a big guy with a
true.
Beard.
Yeah.
He also kills Robot Thor in Civil War, the comic.
Yeah. I would love to see him in a movie.
But do you think...
Do you think he's too generic?
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. I think he's sort of... he's the most... The Marvel's Hercules is the most joyful one, I think.
Okay, right.
And I think he
so
would...
So he's fun Hercules.
Yeah, and I think he would... And of course, obviously, you know, you have to factor in that Kevin Sorbo...
Sure, yes.
And his incredible acting and great line reading.
He's great, isn't he? He's one of the best.
Incredible. But I think he would work. I think Hercules would work as like an even more ridiculous foil to Thor.
Right, right.
Like you put him in a Thor movie, and
so he's like how Thor used to be when he came to Earth.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Really
yeah.
Turned up to above 10,
exactly.
An 11,
mm-hmm,
perhaps,
yeah, mm-hmm.
Or 150.
15 out of 10.
Yes,
exactly.
Okay,
I think that'd be really good.
Yeah, no, I'd be up for that. So you'd have to obviously differentiate him. You couldn't just do Hercules. Like standard Hercules, because we've seen so many versions.
I think you could.
But you play it, so you play it like super serious and...
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I think maybe have him really... I think you have him as a guy that Thor knows and hates.
Yeah.
Because he's too much. And you sort of foreshadow him as this guy that Thor cannot stand because he's too annoying. And then he shows up and he's just, again, Thor to 15.
I like that, actually. Mm. Yeah. All right. Let's do it.
Yeah. And then they have to team up.
They have to team
and
up?
It's party time.
Ah, big time.
Party time, big time.
Do you think, though, can you go from Hulk, sidekick Hulk, to sidekick a guy who's just a bit like Thor?
That's a really, that's a good question.
Anything can work, Mason.
I think anything can work. I think you're right. Yeah.
But not this.
Mm.
No, we could.
Yeah.
This is from Barnaby Jones. Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod.
Did not Barnaby Joyce?
No.
Deputy Prime Minister of Australia?
Not that, dickhead. Did you guys ever read the Animorphs books? And how would you feel about a college-age reboot that was brutally violent and bloody? Did you ever read the Animorphs books?
No.
Did you ever see the TV series?
No.
I did. I remember quite liking it. It had a lot of morphing. Had a lot of, like, a boy turns into a wolf.
Was it good morphing, though?
Oh, no. Definitely okay, not. Great. But I remember it being an okay show.
Yep.
Yeah. It's kind of that Secret World of Alex Mack kind of level of, what's that, of special effects.
Terrific.
Were you into that show?
Yes.
Very good.
Well, I wasn't into it, but I've seen it.
Wow.
I'm not opposed to the concept of animals. It was just...
Nobody's saying you're opposed to anything, Mason. You're jumping to conclusions that you need to calm down for once in your bloody life.
I'm feeling trapped like an animal here with all these accusations flying about. I just didn't see it, all right? I was too old for it, probably.
Potentially.
Yeah.
So, but what do you think? Okay, so this show that you didn't see that you're not for or against, what do you think of a college-age reboot of Animorphs, but it's bloody and violent, which means the wolf boy could tear somebody apart? Is it too close to Twilight?
Or Power Rangers reboot.
Yeah, because people are turning into wolves in Twilight.
Uh-huh.
And Power Rangers is kind of a gritty reboot, but this is R-rated, Mason.
Oh, hello.
So...
Who would watch it?
Well, that's the question. Mm. I think if they were going to reboot it, they'd probably have to do it closer to the original, right?
Yeah.
So then... Mm-hmm.
I think it absolutely works in... It would work as a short film, like that Power Rangers, James Vanderbeek...
Right, yep.
...situation, which I thought was great.
Yeah.
But I don't think it would work as a full film.
Okay, fair enough.
Or it would.
Wow.
There's no bad ideas
in
Hollywood. There's no bad ideas in Hollywood, as you know.
No, that's... I don't know that.
Okay.
Just so we're clear, that is not something I agree with.
Okay.
That's at the show?
I think it's the show.
Thank Christ. All right. Let's wrap it up, Mason.
Well, let's wrap it. All right. Let's see. We're Weekly Planet Pod on Facebook and Gmail and Twitter and Bandcamp.
Yep.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
Oh, Mr. Sunday Movies.
Oh, Mr. Yawny Movies.
Yeah, man.
Mr. Sunday Sleep In.
Yeah.
Mr. Weird sleepy cap on your head going off to dreamland, man.
Got a little candle on a little...
Yeah, gonna snuff that out before your bed. Yeah. Candle holder?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
That's what it's called.
Why can't you just hold a candle? Is it because of the wax? Probably because of the wax.
Probably the wax, yeah.
You can get candles now that are waxless, though. They're not wax. They're obviously made of wax because they're candles.
Yeah.
But the wax evaporates.
What?
So you don't get the wax running down.
You just get the wax in your... nostrils.
Well, that's also how like a candle in a jar works, doesn't it? Because if you've got a candle in a jar, where does the wax run off to?
Space.
Good gravy. Mm. Anyway, keep going. I don't know where you're at in your spiel.
Let's see. If you want to support the show, you want to chuck in a buck, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies. We're thinking about, because we read some letters from
yes,
the letters box every week, that we might do some Patreon bonuses where we just... Every week we just burn through the mailbag.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like we spend 20, 30 minutes, we just...
Get everything
out
as
of
much
the way.
As we can.
If anybody
would
be interested in that, let us know. Or any other sort of Patreon bonus content you'd like to see that we don't have the time for on the regular episode.
Right, yeah.
Do it on a bonus app.
Because often I'll post like the Caravan of Garbage early.
Yeah, yeah.
But this would be something that for people who, you know, want that, I guess.
Yeah. That's right. People that don't want that...
That's fine also.
That's fine. Don't have to take it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can also go to the Amazon affiliate link in our episode description. Just click on there.
Yep.
You're going to buy Kingsman on DVD to get the bad taste of Kingsman 2 out of your mouth. I know I'd do. Tell you that for nothing.
Yeah.
Tell you what. Let's see. We've got some teas on teapublic.com.
Yep.
Thank you to The Brute and The Basilisk and Rackham for all our themes. Thank you to everybody who is listening.
Yeah.
And subscribing and telling a friend.
Yeah.
We've decided we're going to have a big old push, see how many new listeners we can get.
Yeah, I think telling a friend is the best way to get the message across. You know what might be a good idea?
Yes.
Take like a clip of the show that's probably from my YouTube channel and just if you send it to somebody.
Put it on your Facebook wall.
Yeah, and if that's...
Direct message it to your crush on Facebook.
Yeah.
Hey.
Don't.
No, don't ever do that. Yeah.
But I think that'd be a good entry point, I guess. If you, because I think sending somebody a whole podcast is a big commitment.
Really
to
is.
Be like,
yeah.
Hey, just here's a short clip.
I get a lot of podcast recommendations from friends, and I'm like, I'll definitely check that out. Look, I'm even downloading an episode right now. When do I listen?
I'd love to listen to Quantum Leap, the episode by episode recap series. I bet that exists.
Yeah,
I'm gonna Google it right now.
Okay.
Yeah, is that everything?
Just about, I think.
Okay, good.
If you want to go to planetbcasting.com.
Yep, a whole lot of shows there.
All sorts of shows and all sorts of newsletters.
And shows.
One newsletter.
Yeah, that's one news. Yeah, Raw Cullings does it.
Mm-hmm.
I got a special surprise for you, Mason, for the end of this episode.
Okay.
God damn it! It was a remix! What I found it? I found Buy Me a Pie,
oh,
but somebody
what?
Had put a track over the top of it.
Oh, wow.
I think I heard Shake That Ass. Yeah. What is that in? God damn it. That would have been a stellar ending to this episode.
Internet ruins everything.
Thanks a lot, internet.
James, it's okay, because I was also looking.
Were you really?
I didn't go on YouTube, but I went on Vimeo.
Yeah.
It's right there. I'll just play it now.
Go.
Buy Me a Pen.
Very good.
Thank you.
I'm going to find this.
Okay, you do it. We got time.
I think I've got it.
Okay.
This is a good movie, probably.
GoldenEye?
Yeah.
It's good. I remember it being good.
Hurry up. That sounds nothing like
that. No, that's dead on. That's dead on.
Very good. All right, guys, thanks for listening.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.